Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Bacayao. Local officials are campaigning for the Quad Cities to host a mass COVID vaccination site. They've appealed to the Iowa Department of Public Health and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. A member of the Scott County Board of Supervisors, Ken Croken, points to the Quad Cities' central location and the minor league baseball stadium in downtown Davenport.
Baseball and football stadia around the country are being used as mass vaccination sites. They are readily adaptable, and modern Woodman Park is ready for that.
Supervisors have contacted the Iowa Department of Public Health, asking it to request a federal vaccination site in the Quad Cities. A FEMA spokesman says any large-scale vaccination sites may receive federal funding and support, but will be managed by local and state governments. A Moline-based agency is working with the Rock Island County Health Department to help people 65 and older make appointments and get on waiting lists for COVID-19 vaccinations. Kathy Wyman is the CEO of Alternatives for the Older Adult. She says their number features three lines, and it will be available weekdays from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
During that time, we're getting information and we're getting people's name on a list. And depending upon their particular situation, we're either getting them into some available health department slots that we were given, or we're working with an incredible group of volunteers who are working to find slots at various pharmacies in the communities where they live.
The toll-free number in the Illinois Quad Cities is 833-382-1314, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. To comply with the new state law, today Davenport schools will begin offering 100% in-person learning. Superintendent T.J. Schneckloff says since the fall, the district has offered either a hybrid plan or all virtual learning at home. And he admits to having mixed feelings about welcoming back thousands of students and staff members 5 days a week.
There is some general anxiety about coming back to school, both students and staff. And there's also this underlying, you know, I get to see all of my students every day and really begin to attack that lost learning that we know is out there, because there's no replacement for face-to-face learning.
He estimates about 75% of the district's 14,500 students will return to full-time classes. The number one mitigation strategy will be masks at all grade levels and all the time.
We're not going to be able to get 6 feet. Our class sizes are large. And so inside of our classrooms and our hallways, we're not going to be able to get 6 feet. The masks are incredibly important.
Schneckloff says the district held its own vaccination clinic for staff. Iowa health officials have reversed a decision to withhold COVID-19 vaccines from some counties that were reported as not having used up to 80% of their allocation last week. On Friday, the Iowa Department of Public Health informed five counties that it would withhold this week's allotment of vaccine. The decision drew criticism from several county health administrators who said either that the state was mistaken or that bad weather had temporarily slowed their progress. The Des Moines Register reports that as of yesterday, three of the counties, Buchanan, Washington, and Chickasaw, reported that state officials had informed them they would be getting their allotment of vaccines this week. Today in the forecast, it's partly sunny with a high near 12, wind chill values as low as 15 below. I'm Mariana Bacayao.